Everyone, my name is Marek Pikuła. I'm from Samsung R&D Institute of Poland, and today I'm gonna present a project I've been working on throughout the last year, which is CI multi-platform. So first, a few words about myself. I have background in FPGA engineering, and at Samsung I'm working mostly on platform software. The main goal for me was recently porting Tizen OS to RISC-V and then supporting some system libraries and porting them to RISC-V. And because of that, I also got involved with CI and enablement of CI for RISC-V. So jumping straight into the problem I'm trying to solve with CI multi-platform. So if you have a library or an application that has some platform-specific code, be it some specific SIMD optimizations or some specific behavior, which is very much platform-oriented or architecture-oriented, then you need to either cross-compile it or try to do some weird stuff, and you quickly run into an issue that if you have some dependencies, you need to somehow include them in the build, then you need to somehow run the test, and it can get really tricky really fast. And second point is that when you're trying to push your code upstream, maintainers need confidence in your code. So in our case, we are trying to upstream our RISC-V vector extension support for Pixman library, and well, there was no support for RISC-V in CI pipeline at freedesktop.org at this time, and so the maintainers simply didn't know the specifics of RISC-V vector, so we couldn't really prove that we are able to do the stuff that the library needs. And third point is hardware scarcity. So in terms of in case of RISC-V, there are no RISC-V CI runners available, pretty much. And also the boards that supported RISC-V vectors at the time were pretty scarce, so the maintainers couldn't really just go buy a board and test our patches. So let's try to make a multi-architecture